community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. Rich and Poor provides universal inclusive beauty products that solve your skin problems with just one use, and proudly sponsors the new Owl Hour business show, hosted by Sophie Newbold on Phoenix FM.
Hello and welcome to the fourth edition of the Owl Hour. I'm your host, Sophie Newbold, and in today's show, we'll be meeting Tisa Parks, a personal trainer in Brentwood, and continuing our conversation with Teresa Kennedy from Rich and Poor, as well as our regular top tips from freelance growth strategist Ollie Bramford. But first, we will be concluding our interview with Charlie Biss, founding director of the Islington-based architecture practice BB Partnership Limited.
So Charlie, we get to the point in the show where I love to ask sort of the business people, the privileged people in my view, even if it didn't start off privileged for some, you know, that, you know, they've gone on the journey, they may have hit success, they may not, you know, we talk to everybody on this show. But what I find the most interesting thing is that what's that one thing in the world, if you could, would you fix? You know, if there's a one thing in the world that you could make that real difference for a lot of people's lives, there are a lot of people who aren't so privileged, as we know, probably more people unprivileged than privileged. And what would you do to, or what would be your particular sort of raise the voice of the vulnerable to bring our listeners just into that moment of thought and reflection and how we can help those that aren't so fortunate, maybe?
Well, I think that the concept of shelter is so huge. As an architect, I've spent all my life building buildings, and buildings tend to have roofs and walls, and they protect people, they surround people, they encompass them. And I think if one could leave something behind, it would be that you have provided shelter for people, you've provided something warm for them to go to, a home perhaps, a place of work, a place of worship, a place of health, a place of spiritual awareness, somewhere that you can go without necessarily being threatened, a place where you feel comfortable, a place that's where you feel sheltered. It doesn't have to have a roof. It's just a place of shelter.
Oh, that is lovely. Charlie, and I'm really, you know, I feel so privileged to be able to speak with people like yourself who, you know, can share that passion for the creativity and imagination and sustainability, but also, you know, really reflecting on those that you know are less fortunate, and you know how we solve these big problems. You know, there must be something for the future, but thank you for bringing shelter to our attention, and we wish you every success in your retirement, and hopefully you'll come back to speak on the show to let us know how it's all going.
It's a pleasure. Pleasure, yeah. Of course.
Excellent, Charlie. So if you want to get in touch or find out anything more about Charlie and Charlie's story, then you can, I'll just put a little stop on there. I just wonder, so Charlie, I know you've undertaken probably the biggest project of your life, which is, you know, you've managed to get yourself into a wonderful position of designing, as an architect, your own home. Can you just explain to myself and the listeners, what was the reason for you doing that, and how has it sort of left you as you approach retirement?
Sure, it was... an attempt to anticipate the future a bit more than just literally stop work and fall off a cliff. It was more interesting to me to create somewhere that I wanted to be rather than got up early in the morning, left for work and got home again, and a vehicle for kids to grow up in. It was meant to be a place where I wanted to be, if you like, my own personal shelter. Indoors and outdoors. My wife's a landscape gardener, and we chose very much to connect the outside to the inside to generate energy efficiency, but not really for any other reason than to really anticipate where I would be going in the next phase of my life. And that's very important to me, that I don't just stop work and then wonder what on earth to do next. So I have my work studio in the garden. We've got plenty of stuff growing in the garden. We have indoor, outdoor space, and we love to be there. It's designed to embrace us when we're there a lot rather than when we're not there a lot. And that was all part of this process. It wasn't just, oh, I fancy building a house. You know, it was really an attempt to predict the last move of my life.
Wow. And, you know, listening to how hard you've worked in terms of training, qualifying, practice, then actually starting and building and, you know, leaving behind a legacy of a business to the others, you know, to finish, no, I'm not saying finish, sorry, but, you know, enter into that next phase. Retirement is a big, big change in one's life. I think you've beautifully described, you know, creating that environment of, you know, being in a place that one wants to be. And, you know, you've definitely inspired me there, Charlie, in terms of thinking and planning for my future. And we'd love to have you back, you know. Please come back and talk to us about your journey into the next phase, please.
Cliff edge.
No, not the cliff edge. But thank you so much and take care now.
So that was Charlie Biss from BB Partnership. Now it's time for freelance growth strategist Ollie Bramford with his regular business tips.
Superb. So yes, now we're at one of my most exciting parts of the show. And we say hello to Ollie. How's Ollie getting on? Over in
really
London,
well.
Sunny France. Really well.
Yeah, very good over here. Thanks, Sophie. Yeah.
What? Why? Why is this so good?
I look out the window and there's giant mountains and beautiful trees. It makes me feel good.
You made me feel good by that image, so that's good. No mountains in Essex, Ollie, but never mind. we move mountains from Essex. Right, so the point being is you've got a tip for us today, Ollie, on business growth using sort of wisdom.
Absolutely, yeah. So today, guys, I've got a really fundamental tip for you, which goes beyond business growth, and it's so core to not just how you, not just your marketing, but your entire business, and that is to communicate from why. What I mean by that is to be really, really clear on the purpose behind your organization, the purpose beyond making money. Like, why does the business make money? What is it doing that for? That's kind of your purpose. And to communicate from that, from kind of the core beliefs or values that behind what you do, that is really the thing that makes a deep emotional connection with customers, with potential customers. And people buy because they feel an emotional resonance with a brand. And to get that emotional resonance, communicate from why. Communicate from your purpose. And if you don't know what that is, ask yourself those questions. Sit down with your board and really understand why your business exists beyond making money.
That is brilliant, Ollie. So what would you say is your purpose, Ollie, in your sales and what you do?
Yeah, it's a really good question.
I'll just put you on the spot there.
you did. For me, it's less connected to the digital marketing, actually. That's a stepping stone to the bigger why for me, which is to safeguard the long-term future of all life. I believe the future could be really good, and I believe it could also be really bad. And my aim is to enable it to be really good and avoid horrible disaster, dystopia, Black Mirror type worlds from happening.
That sounds brilliant. So it sounds like you need quite a lot of money to do that, Ollie.
Well, money or influence or excellent ideas or some combination, yes.
Excellent. Okay. Well, I'll support your purpose and appreciate your tip for the day, Ollie. That's awesome. We will move those mountains. All right.
Thanks.
See you on the next show. Take care. Bye.
Rich and Poor provides universal inclusive beauty products that solve your skin problems with just one use, and proudly sponsors the new Owl Hour business show, hosted by Sophie Newbold on Phoenix FM.
Thank you, Ollie. And don't forget, you can hear Ollie on all the archived recordings of the Owl Hour at phoenixfm.com. But now we introduce Tisa Parks, a local Brentwood personal trainer, building up her practice in difficult times such as these.
Hello and welcome to the Owl Hour. I'm Sophie Newbold and I'm presenting today, talking to guests on various business journeys. I want you listeners to understand what the interviewees' challenges are. What are the problems and needs that they're looking to solve? What are their biggest responsibilities that they need to face as a business owner? And how do they want their success to really serve the local and national societies? Let's find their sense of purpose and what the vision is behind their venture. What is their strategy and what are the actions they're taking to get there? We're going to find out if growth is important to them and why. And let's find out more about what's going on behind them, what's driving them, for them as a person to want to go out there and do their own thing. So today we have the pleasure of speaking to Tisa Parks, who is a personal trainer for her business Parks Training, based in Brentwood, Essex. Hi, Tisa, how are you doing?
Hi, Sophie, I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And delighted you could join us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Looking forward.
Pleasure. So do you want to just give us an introduction then about what Parks Training is all about, what's Tisa Parks all about, and the sense of purpose as to why you're doing what you're doing, please, Tisa.
Yeah, gladly. So basically Parks Training, everyone knows PT stands for personal training. My surname being Parks, I've called it Parks Training because it's my own spin on training, in terms of what I want to give everyone is I want to build confidence. There's quite a phenomenal amount of people that have a lack of understanding about fitness, the importance of it, the mental importance of it, and the confidence to be able what to do, how to look after yourself, the ways in which you can go about it that are not so expensive and not necessarily having to go to a gym. So it's really, really important for me to give that knowledge to those people, so that they have the confidence to be able to keep fit and keep their mental stress levels down, because in fitness that helps with that as well.
Oh, where did you get this sense of idea from then, to sort of bridge that gap from not fit to fit?
You know what, from my own personal experience, growing up as a kid, it was quite a difficult life. Nothing major, but things in my life happened for a kid where it led me to having bad eating habits. So I was always quite a big kid.
Yeah.
And, and so therefore I was never really that sporty at school. And of course that took me into my adulthood. And once I became an adult and took responsibility, I started to realise, actually, I'm quite good at this. I'm all right at this. And then I realised, actually, fitness is for everyone. If I can do it, it really is for everyone, and getting over the hurdles that I had to face. And the biggest thing was having the confidence to do it and knowing what to do.
Yeah.
And that's where it's went. So I've been there. I get it. I've been through it all, mentally and physically, and that's what I want to share and give to everyone, is because I know if I can do it and have gone through it, I know everyone can. And it's just getting over that first hurdle. And the world's your oyster from there on, basically.
So how do you find your customers now? How do you build up your customers?
What do you mean, like how do I find them now that they've started? Or sorry, Sophie, I missed that last bit.
No problem. I just mean, how do you build up your customer base? How do they find you? How do you find them in terms of getting customers, clients?
Well, at the moment, to be fair, at the moment it's word of mouth, and obviously you've got your social media. And then obviously the next step for me is how do I grow it now? You know, how do I really get it? How do I really get it up and taking and moving quicker? And just giving that to more people and making more money from it. You know, it's when I first got into it, it all happened quite quickly. You know, I was so happy with the amount of clients that I gained already. You know, yeah. So I knew that there is a need and a want for what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But now it's a question of, you know, just growing it. You know, that's the main thing for me right now is how do I grow it, and the knowledge that I need, and you know, who do I turn to, you know, the advice that I need, which I do, you know, that's the bit that I don't know enough of, if you like.
Brilliant. So what I call this, Tisa, is sort of getting to a breakthrough moment where you know you've got a business, you know people want to use your services or buy your goods, but how do you get to that next level? How do you break through the mold that you're currently in?
That's it.
So to do that, what do you see as your sort of key responsibilities to be able to do that, to push through that kind of narrow gap where not many businesses make it? You know, more than 60% of UK businesses fail in the first 3 years. All businesses want to grow, but you mentioned you did want to.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think you can understand that, you know, some businesses are quite happy staying as they are. Some want to grow. For me, obviously, I want to grow. I don't know. I guess it's knowing how to do it. It's knowing where to take my business, how to build upon products and subscriptions and all these types of things, and what angle to take it, and also the accounts of it, you know, how do I manage the accounts, you know, the law side of it, the insurances and all these different things I have to think about, which I had to invest in and look in when I started personal training anyway. But for me to grow it, I've got a lot more responsibility once growing it for other people underneath me, if you like, that would hopefully in the future work for me and spread it and do, you know, the confidence building that I'm doing now. So therefore it's all of that in one, if you like. And it's even knowing, Sophie, if I'm honest, what it is I need to know to grow my business, you know, the little things that I've got no clue about, not thinking of, like the law side, you know, the money side and all the accounting and just all of that stuff.
Do you think there's enough support out there for small businesses trying to grow? No,
because if there was, I'd grab it, you know. I'd be there, you know. Don't get me wrong, I can go to the bank and I can ask for a loan, or I can ask for a grant. But again, I'm not guaranteed to get it, and I understand that, because you've got to fit a certain criteria. You've got to be to a certain point. But what is that point? What is the criteria? You know, there's so much research I've got to do just to find that out. And do I want a grant? Do I want a loan? You know, do I want to be owing money before I make money, and all these decisions? Is that right thing to do? Is that business sense? I don't know, you know. Luckily for myself, you know, I haven't got myself into debt with it, and I'm making the money that I'm making, but I'm not going to say that it's enough, hence I want to grow. And it's not, you know, I'm not going to lie, I'm a business, you know. I want to make money as much as I want to give people what they need in the confidence building. I want to make money from it too. There's not enough advice out there, and there's not enough kind of apprenticeships. I think apprenticeships would be a great way forward, you know, to be helping people and getting the experience along with an incentive of a pay at the end, if you like, to be able to help them. But there definitely needs to be more help out there for myself or small businesses in terms of guidance and advice that's specific to them, because not everyone's the same and has the same issues.
And I think, I'd imagine government probably think they're doing as much as they can for small business, for any business at the moment, having been through the pandemic.
Yes.
And all businesses will need customers. So, you know, to offer goodwill at a time like this, you know, it will help other business. You know, my business relies on successful businesses. So,
yes, yeah.
It all is rather circular. You know, we've got to work together, really, in my view.
Yeah, that's it. And for me personally, I guess rather than having the money, I would like someone's time and knowledge, which would help me have the understanding and what I need to make it grow, you know, rather than have the money. I've got the money, but what good's the money if I don't know what to do with it? Do you know what I mean? It's like, you know, that's the bit I need help with. And if I could go into the bank and they could give me that first, you know, or wherever it is, you know, that would be fantastic. But that's what I need. It's all well and good. Okay, I can get the money. I can go to the bank or get the grant. And that's great. And it's great that the government, you know, has put that into place, like you said, for the pandemic. But what I need is the knowledge. That knowledge is power, you know. And that's what I need to move my business forward. And I don't know where to go, you know. I don't know who to turn to.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why, like, being here on this show is great, because it's a step in the right direction to move forward to finding that information out. You know, it's myself and for other businesses.
Absolutely. I think it's, you know, Tisa, you being on this show and being so honest about, you know, you've got a business, but, you know, you don't have an MBA, you know, it's an MBA is extremely expensive and it's not suitable for all businesses.
No.
You know, but where do you get that kind of support whilst running your own business to grow? Yes. And, you know, this show is to really try and highlight people on their various journeys and, you know, try and get people, especially who are in that kind of want to break through into growth but don't quite know how to do that.
Yes.
You know, and hopefully, Tisa, we'll have you back on the show when you have sort of broken through.
Yeah.
And you can share more knowledge, you know, where did you get your support?
Yeah,
and the beauty of support is what you get is what you know, what you give is what you get. And, hopefully you will get the right support and feed that back to, you know, your peers and the next generation.
100%. Yeah, it's you know, shared, isn't it?
You know, got to be backing each other, absolutely.
Yes, you know, especially the pandemic has shown us that, you know, you look at the support networks that have started to come out now as well. It's incredible. So, definitely, as we say, knowledge is power, and whatever we learn, we've got to share it. We've got to help each other.
So just going then to, you know, your vision. So imagine you break through, you've identified how you reach to your audience that you know is a target market for you, those that are not confident in fitness, they don't like the way they feel, and you want to get them up to sort of gym ready standard. How what does success for you at the moment look like if you manage to break through, and what's your vision for?
Yeah, do you know, I guess it's, I guess for me at the moment, obviously, I'm very kind of local based, if you like. And for me, success is being able to spread that out. You know, why not say all over the country and have little, communities or coaching groups or, you know, whatever name you want to give it. But I'd like to say communities because I like that sense of togetherness and people out there doing what I'm doing now and teaching, the same for everyone. I guess that's how I see myself being successful. Teaching that to people, and then they teaching that, and it goes on from there, you know, and it kind of all being part of my network, my Parks training. And not just that, Sophie, it gives opportunity for people to then have their own business in it, you know, and they can take that and they can go off with that and they can share that, and maybe they might want to put their own spin on it or whatever. And then, if I've got it like that and that's successful, how I'd love it to be, it gives me more time for the projects that I also want to do for my own self, you know. and go on from there, basically. So that is my ultimate goal and success, is to have it so that there's other people obviously working underneath me, spreading the knowledge, yeah, making their own money from it, you know, their own business like what I'm doing. And, you know, they've got all the knowledge there to take it on and take it further. And it, like I say, it allows me time for my own interests.
Excellent. And so let's just delve into those interests then. What is it? What's driving Tisa to be successful? Yeah. Yeah, there's always those with a purpose, I believe, end up being more successful because there's something driving them.
There is, one thing is, I remember growing up, right, and I grew up around Hutton. And I remember there being the community centre. And you know what? I loved it as a kid because we'd all come together, you know, we'd all play games and there'll be older kids that you could look up to and watch what they're doing. And, you know, I was one of the younger ones and I loved it. It was great. It was it gave us a purpose, a sense of purpose, if you like, you know, as a kid. And there's just nothing now, you know, and I've got kids myself. And there's just that there's no place that I can take them to like that. And if there is anything, I've got to pay so much money for it. Mm. And, you know, and if I want to work, obviously the kids have got holidays, you know, and they go to camps and stuff and I pay for that. And listen, I'm not saying I want a handout, I want everything free. But what I'm saying is there has to be some kind of community for the children, you know, an extra education for them to have a sense of purpose and community. I had it growing up, so why can't they have it? You know, there's plenty of churches out there, and you know, and you know, and the churches do great work, you know, and there's communities now coming about, and you know, so there needs to be a way for the local councils and counties to get together and work this out. And another thing from personal experience is the quality of housing. You know, we're in 2020 now, and I just, you know, and maybe this might be an eye opener to some people out there, but the quality of some of the housing is shocking. And I'm talking from my own personal experience, you know, and what I've had to go through and still going through, you know. And it's just not on. It's not fair. It's not right, you know.
So would you say what's driving you to some extent is actually being able to afford your own home? Because
Oh, good, definitely.
And I don't mean, I'm not saying you're not in your own home, sorry, but you know what
Yeah, definitely. Of course. And look, I'm not, I'm in rented accommodation. I'm not going to sit here and pretend anything. I'm not ashamed of that either. I'm in rented accommodation, and it's just, you know, the issues that I have, I shouldn't have, you know. Don't get me wrong, my home is lovely. I've made it lovely, but there's still issues there that I shouldn't be facing. And I know for a fact there's loads of other people out there facing the same issues, you know. And it's not right, you know. You pay your money, and it's the landlord's responsibility to have it up to standard. That should never, I shouldn't have to worry about, you know, windows not being right, and you know, and all these different things I have to face. You know, and that is a big thing. So that, yeah, those two things are what really is a passion of mine, and is a drive for mine, and how they all kind of come together with my personal, you know, with my personal training, my Parks training. I don't know, but all I know is that my Parks training is one part, and this is another, and there's no way that I wouldn't do one and not the other, you know.
No, that's brilliant. And you know, I think identifying the things that are, you know, bothering us in our lives and that we want to change, and change is, you know, it's very difficult, but if you can change it, you know, it's kind of, that becomes a responsibility, doesn't it? You know, you can.
That's it. And it's taking the responsibility. And again, like with the Parks training, the confidence to be able to speak up and have your say and say, do you know what? No, this isn't on. You know, I don't have to put up with this. There's got to be a change, you know. So, like you say, the change is hard, but we, you know, if we all stand up and we sort of stand together and we say, no, hold on, this ain't right, let's do something about this, we can start to create the pathway to make these changes, you know. But again, the support needs to be out there for us to do so, and we need to know who to turn to, where to go, and so on. You know, and that's a big drive for me, because I feel like once I've got there, again, I can share that knowledge. You know, so like, again, being on this show is fantastic because, you know, it's again, it's a step in the right direction.
So Tisa, I'm going to call it to an end for today. And it's been brilliant having you on. And thank you so much for being so honest. And, thanks, you know, Sophie. I really hope and pray that your journey turns into, you know, the outcome and the plan that was meant for your destiny, you know, because yes, it's definitely. People like you who want to do something different and drive change, for not just for yourself, but for lots of people. It's just, you know, that's leadership to me. And, you know, just I'll help you however I can. And
thank you.
You know, but you help me and I help you. And that's how it works.
That's it.
Yeah. Exactly. So, but definitely. Thanks so much for coming on and talking.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, pleasure. And we'll speak soon and hopefully have you on and you can tell us how it's all gone.
Yeah, I will do. 100% will do.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you, Tisa. And now here's the final part of our interview with our show sponsor, Teresa Kennedy, founder of new startup beauty company, Rich and Poor.
Now it's that peaceful time where we hear the wise words of Teresa Kennedy, founder of Rich and Poor, sponsor of the Owl Hour. How are you, Teresa?
I'm good, thank you, Sophie. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm really good. I think this part of the show, you know, really benefits those who really listen to what is being read out. So I'm delighted that you offer your time to come and do this for us. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
How's Rich and Poor going?
Absolutely fantastic. It's going really, really well. Yeah. So I thank you for the, and everybody for the support.
Yeah. Well, we're right behind you, Teresa. Rich and Poor. Yeah. We can't wait to see it really shining out amongst all the other beauty products and services in this world. Good. So the reading, the thought, the promise, the wisdom of today. Okay, so I'll read the a quote from a chap called William Morris. The reward of labour is life. Teresa, do you want to expand on that, reading the context behind that type of thought?
Absolutely. Almost everyone complains about work, the price of fertiliser, the drudgery of housework, and the bureaucratic details and the long hours. Whether we're mechanics or physicians or key punch operators, most of us complain about the work we do. Yet without work, where would we be? How could we derive a sense of ourselves as connected to the world if we weren't involved in it through our work? Work is a fibre of our lives. It nourishes us and provides us with a measure of ourselves. When we're productive, we feel good. And when work loses its meaning, we feel bad. We owe it to ourselves to find work that fulfills us. We need the rhythm of tasks begun and completed for our spiritual health. When we work and it violates us, we suffer. Then we need to look for a creative solution to end our pain, changing the work we do and taking risks. Work is our blessing. Today, I'll be grateful for good work. What I do, I'll do well.
Wow. I love that. And, you know, I can't imagine anyone that doesn't understand what that feels like when one finds work. Right, do you know what? I'm going to stop it now because I've just got. Wow, Teresa, that was beautiful. And I don't think there's many people out there who wouldn't understand what you were just talking about in terms of, you know, we owe it to ourselves to find work that fulfills us. I became a solicitor. I thought that was going to be me done, you know, get trained, get qualified. Oh, my goodness, I couldn't have been more unfulfilled in my whole life. You know, all I wanted was something more creative, more entrepreneurial. Something that meant I could actually earn more money. You know, I felt trapped in my profession. And, you know, and this is the journey where people sort of, do you make the start in something that's new for a path untrodden, or do you continue in a box, yeah? And I'm not saying there's anything wrong in staying in the box if you're unaffected, but if it is affecting your health, your mental health, you know, your spiritual health, what have you, it can be awful. What do you think, Teresa?
Absolutely, but I think, you know, we have to test those waters. You're not going to find something by just choosing one path, one career, one particular job. So you have to test the waters with all of those, and it extracts the positives from the negatives. You know, if you're not productive, then you do feel bad. So it's finding a balance, and I think we all experience that throughout our lives.
Absolutely, and I'm just so grateful to you, Teresa, coming in and giving us those words of wisdom, and wish you all the best with Rich and Poor, and hopefully we'll see you next time.
Thank you, you're very welcome, it would be a pleasure.
Thanks, Teresa, take care. Yeah?
Thank you.
Well, that's the end of the current run of the Owl Hour, but keep listening to Phoenix FM to hear more business news and interviews from myself, Sophie Newbold, on Phoenix FM.
Rich and Poor provides universal inclusive beauty products that solve your skin problems with just one use, and proudly sponsors the new Owl Hour business show, hosted by Sophie Newbold on Phoenix FM.